Montgomery County, Maryland is in the midst of updating its long-term general plan. It lays out a vision for how the county will respond to population growth, climate change, and the evolving needs of county residents. The new plan is called Thrive Montgomery 2050, and it has provoked furious opposition from many homeowners. Joining us to discuss what the controversy is about is WAMU's housing reporter, Allie Schweitzer. Hi, Allie.
Hi, Esther. Thanks for having me.
First, give us some background and a sense of what Thrive Montgomery 2050 is and why the county is crafting this plan now.
Well, every county in Maryland, like most in the U.S., has a general plan that's required by state law. It's where planners lay out a long-term vision for what the county should look like and how it should operate in the coming decades. Montgomery County's plan hasn't really had an update since the 1960s. So in 2018, their planning department started working on a revision, which they're calling Thrive, and the draft is now sitting with the county council. They're going to review it and vote on it by the end of the year.
So why has this plan become deeply controversial?
The main point of contention has been about what the plan says about housing. Thrive proposes embracing a number of urban planning policies that have become popular in cities and growing suburbs across the country. One is the idea of introducing a variety of housing types into what are now single-family neighborhoods. And this is the thing that has some people really worked up. Neighborhood associations, particularly down county in affluent neighborhoods like Chevy Chase, are really sounding the alarm. They say that allowing denser housing types such as duplexes would have all of these negative consequences for their communities.
Ah, I see. What do opponents believe those consequences would be?
Well, it runs the gamut. Some homeowners and neighborhood groups have relatively practical concerns about traffic, school overcrowding, potential impacts on housing prices. And planners have responded to those concerns by saying, essentially, the status quo is not sustainable. The population is growing, housing prices are out of control, climate change is already setting in, and we need to chart a new course.
In the story you wrote for DCist about this plan, you reported on the misinformation that's been circulating online about Thrive Montgomery 2050. What does that misinformation look like?
Yeah, I came across a lot of unfounded rumors, mostly on social media, about the county plotting to destroy the suburbs, more or less. A lot of talk about social engineering and a government plan to replace single-family homes with low-income apartments. And of course, that rhetoric is wrapped up tightly with the history of racial segregation in the suburbs, including in Montgomery County. So planners have been trying to push back on the misinformation. Sometimes their attempts are met with more suspicion, more theorizing about nefarious intent, but there are also a number of vocal supporters of this plan who say it's a necessary response to changes that are already taking place.
And as you mentioned earlier, the plan is up for a vote by the end of the year. What happens then?
Well, the blueprint is expected to be approved by the council in December. It could still undergo a number of changes before then. But after it's approved, nothing actually changes in Montgomery County, practically speaking, because Thrive doesn't implement anything. But planners and council members are going to be using the master plan as a guide for future zoning changes and the like, and that's a process that will unfold over many years.
All right, that's WAMU housing reporter Allie Schweitzer. Allie, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And you can read Allie's reporting on Thrive Montgomery 2050 on DCist.com.